It's Wednesday with Wiser, and what a week this has been. It's just been absolutely beautiful. And if you want to feel even more beautiful, why don't you head over on Sunday to Andy Warhol's birthday pop art party at the Floridian Social. 21 plus and over. It starts at 2 o'clock. It's going to be just a heck of a fun time. Wear your pop art best fashion. The Black Honkies Band is at the Floridian Social this weekend, Friday, at 7:30. And one of my favorite events is the Halfway There Celebration of Beer this Sunday at the Coliseum. That's noon to 4. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's also an official Halfway There after party at the Grand Central Brew House Saturday at 4 p.m. And at Jeremy Carter will be playing Carter Plays Coltrane over at the HCC Main Stage Theater this Sunday at 3 p.m. You know, Sunday is a great day. Go bowling, head out with friends to do something indoors, a museum, anything like that. It's always a fun day. Family Day at Cage is Sunday at noon. Free admission with lots of music and good food to eat. The Corey Avenue Market continues. We're looking forward to a little cooler weather with that coming up. And Mastery's has Wicked Muse at Mastery's Brewing Company on Saturday at 7 p.m. The Cage also has Free Grateful Dead Night Friday at 8 o'clock. The Spasmatics 80s Retro Dance Party at the Floridian Social kicks off on Saturday, 7 p.m. They are always a hoot. And OCC Roadhouse presents the Mega Market Peace Food and Music Fall Fest Saturday at 4 o'clock. It is really, you know, there's just more free things to go to. We need to support our local businesses. It's really important. And speaking of some fun things to do, Buju Bantan, the Overcomer Tour, if you're up for going across the bridge, is at Amalith's Arena on Sunday at 8 o'clock. There is so much going on. There's live music at Sparkman Park if you go over there on the weekend. There are galleries in Dunedin. You can explore Safety Harbor. There's just a heck of a lot of things to do. So, you know, one of my favorite things on Saturday to do is to go to the Craftsman House to see the Florida Folk Festival. You can do it live, or you can just watch it on Facebook Live from 10 to noon. Also on Saturday is the Morian Center for the Clay, the Great St. Pete Cupcake Contest, and the Halfway There Celebration of Beer 1 to 4 at the Coliseum is Saturday, not Sunday. Gulfport kicks it up with Gecko Ball on the 24th. It's one of their most popular events. It features live music, dancing, a costume contest, silent and live auctions, and the Gecko Queen coronation. Food is bring your own, and it's dress your Saturday Night Live character. Our Gulfport Glam. Purchase tickets at the Gulfport Beach Bazaar or the Gulfport Corner Store, or check the Let's Go guide on LinkedIn and also on the homepage of RadioSaintPete.com for online tickets. And on the 31st, we'll all be heading over to the Gecko Fest, 10 to 10 Beach Boulevard. It's one of Tampa Bay's most anticipated annual events. The Gulfport Gecko Amalgamated Band will be there. It is a lot of fun, wandering street performers, et cetera, et cetera. So that'll be next weekend. So our friend Ella Kirshner has been reading her book, Florida Girls, over in Chicago, but she is back on Thursday, the book club. She's still in Chicago, 7 to 8 at the bookseller. And then she's back September 27th at the Gulfport Historical Society and at Wordier Than Thou Book Club at the Studio Public House on October 24th. Also, our friend Linda Hurtado Bond's Missing Girls, All the Missing Children came out. And I believe she has a book signing and some events coming on. Please go to her website and check that out. So, music, music, and more music. Fiona's last night before her European tour at the Verducci's is tomorrow night from 6 to 9. And if you have not made your plans to go with me to August 23rd to the Palladium for Clearwater Jazz Holidays, Jazz in the World, featuring Fred Johnson, Tito Puente Jr., Diego Figueredo, Jose Valentino, Ona Kay, and La Luca, and also Ella and the Bossa Nova. There are still a few tickets left August 23rd. Please join us at the Palladium. I will be there and looking forward to doing some pre-interviews with some of the performers. On September 21st, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday is at Floridorama, and you need to get your tickets now for Back to the Roots, October 17th through the 20th. Also coming up, Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 22nd through 24th. Tickets are going now. You can help sponsor a band, and we will have one of the La Luca, Mark Feynman, on air for an interview coming up. The Guitars Galore, featuring five of Tampa Bay's most dynamic guitarists, Carl Edmondson, Bart Hanchy, Charlie Robinson, Vincent Sims, Jose Volandia, and then on piano, Richard Stretch Brin, and on bass, Kenny Dr. Lohertz Walker, and on drums, Ron Gregg. This is going to be at Freefall Theater, and it's going to be incredible. It is on August 30th at 7 o'clock. And if you haven't been to Freefall Theater to see Fable, I saw it this week. It is a multimedia, provocative, inspired, great acting, great staging, truly excellent direction. So please go to see that. Our friends at Tombolo Books have a wonderful thing going on. Riley Jordan, Fire and Prophecies. That's Monday the 26th. It's a magical evening. Book and Bottle is reopened now. Please join us. There's book clubs there. And join us on September 16th at 6 o'clock with John R. Miles of Passion Struck. One of the other events, Radio St. Pete's involved in a lot of things. You'll see us at September 21st at Do Good Day. September 27th at the Exchange Club at Ferg's. 928 at Community at Azalea Park. You can read all about it on our Let's Go guide. And October at Halloween on Central and more. On September 21st, noon to 4, at Three Daughters Brewing, the Do Good Day, you know, it's a lot of, they're still signing up some nonprofits. It's going to be a really fun event with a band, and you'll be able to get information. Community Festival at Azalea Park, 928. Our friend Wendy Wesley will be there. There'll be a Pink Floyd tribute. There'll be with fire spinners and lights and lasers. It's free to attend. It's family friendly. There's a vendor village. Aaron Bryce has done an incredible job. Some of the amazing eats will be Floribian Fusion Food Truck, She's So Crispy, The Duke of Ribs, V9 Eats, Uncle Louie, G. St. Pete, The Crumb Factory, and that's just the beginning. St. Pete Museum of History continues on with their boat and trolley tours, historic tours, and coming up in October and September, history, happy hour with a historian resumes. The Gulfport Senior Foundation is going to be having a September 6th Sip Chat and Paint. On September 8th, Nan Colton will perform at 4 o'clock as Dora Maar. And on the 15th, we just interviewed Zach, Get Ready for Hilarious and Unpredictable Improv Comedy with our friends at Spitfire. They're just funny, 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 funny people. Also coming up, Sage's Theater, August 20th at Peepaw's Garage and Craft Brewery in Pinellas Park. And then they will have an upcoming series of plays in September. We'll tell you more. Janice Laving is still hot, hot, hot with Still Woozy and Love Seat Tour with Michelle, 20th and 21st. And on the 24th, Crown the Empire, Not Dead Yet, with Dark Divine, Capsan, and Oni. Save the date, Simon Lasky Groups, October 24th at the Palladium. That is sure to catch everyone's attention, probably sell out. Also coming up this weekend is the 24th is Selwyn Birchwood. The 25th is the Ultimate Tijuana Brass. An Evening with Ariella is coming up. Hot Tonic, Santana Tribute, the Palladium. Please go to the website and see all that is happening. On 8/23 at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, Dan and Shay perform. On 8/24, it is 30 Seconds to Mars. Well, the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater has a lot of fun things. 8/24, That Girl Lay. 9/15, Herbie Hancock. 9/20, Cashmere. 9/22, The Warren Haynes Band. 9/26, Ray LaMontagne. Please go to their website and see it all. Raymond James Stadium, Morgan Wallen is coming up on the 4th. And if you haven't been to the new Tampa Performing Arts Center, 9/7 through the 8th, your good man Charlie Brown, and 10/11, they're going to have a series of films, Hocus Pocus, Little Shop of Horrors. Also coming up on the 24th at 7C Music is Phil Pate Trio. Grand Central Brewhouse, they have their wonderful intimate listening rooms on Thursday night, Floridian Social. Black Honkies the 23rd, the 24th, the Spasmatics, the 26th, Motown Monday, the 29th, Lux, A Latin Night, and 38-31, Buffalo Strange, one of my favorite groups. There is so much going on. Stay tuned. You're talking to Wednesday with Wiser. We'll be serving up a healthy dose of theater and art next. Wednesday with Wiser loves stage and theater and opera. Let me share with you some of the things coming up for the fall that you must be going to. Thrice to Mine, written and performed by Roxanne Fay and directed by Catherine Yacko, is going on right now, August 25th, Schimberg Playhouse at the Straws Center. The Boy Who Loved Batman, October 1 through November 10th at the Jabe Theater. Opera James will be performing Candida, January 31st and February 2nd. Don Pasquale, March 7th to 9th. La Boheme, April 11th through 13th. If you haven't been to Opera Tampa, it is world class. Continuing on with the Broadway season at Ruth Eckert Hall, Shrek the Musical, Thursday, September 26th. Cirque Musica, Holiday Wonderland, Saturday, December 21st. A Christmas Carol, Monday, December 3rd. Addams Family, I can't wait for that. You know, Beetlejuice comes out with Wednesday, the movie soon. Addams Family, Thursday, January 30th, Ruth Eckert Hall. Come From Away, A Remarkable True Story. I saw it in New York. You want to see it here. February 22nd through 23rd. Stomp, March 25th through 26th. Mean Girls, March 27th. Cannot wait to see that. That Tina Fey play is amazing. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, April 24th. And Pretty Woman, April 18th through the 19th. All at Ruth Eckert Hall. Tickets are on sale now. Some other great things coming up are the Relapse Tour with Warren Siders, April 17th. Tyler Braden just added at The Sound. Blackberry Smoke, I love this band. Been added just recently for Ruth Eckert Hall. The Be Right Here Tour on November 8th. Judy Collins has been added for Capitol Theater on January 9th. Paula Poundstone also added on the 11th for the Capitol, Billheimer Capitol Theater, and Spyro Gyra 50 with special guest Lee Ritenour also added March 5th through the 6th for the Capitol Theater. So many things going on. There's so many things going on at the Capitol Theater. You need to get yourself over to that. I really have to tell you about the Central Park Performing Arts Center. Also has an amazing season. 8/29 is the Swan Brothers. 9/27, Graham Bonnet. October 6th, Joel Hoekstra of Whitesnake and Trans-Siberian Orchestra. 10/11 is Hen House Powlers. October 28th is Jethro Tull's Martin Baer, Brief History. And November 2nd is Joe Bouchard of the Blue Oyster Cult. Off Central Theater has a number of things going on. September 5th through 15th, starring Ward Smith and Mackenzie Aaron, is going to be really, really fun. Come see that. St. Pete City Theater through September 20th through the 29th is Play On. They just closed Little Women the Musical, which was delightful. I tell you another place that I'm enjoying going to is the Off Central. So they're doing Blackbird September 5th through the 15th, The Hollow October 3rd through the 13th, The Sound Inside November 7th through the 17th, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Again, a lot of great theater. Freefall Theater, after they close Fable, will definitely be having our attention as Matthew McGee stars in Moriarty. American Stage has Ring of Fire. It runs September 25th through October 20th. And our friends at Studio at 620 have A Heart and Hope, A Season of Joy and Resilience, a cabaret experience, August 30th through 31st. And then, if that wasn't enough, they're also going to have a musical, a studio hip-hop party on September 7th. Let's end the summer with a blast to the past. Pop, lock, and break dance the night away to your favorite hip-hop classics. It's going to be the wear your dopest 90s or 2000s gear. Erica Sutherland is dreaming up some great stuff. So from Wednesday with Wiser, if you're not going to the St. Pete Museum of History, the Dalí, the Duncan McKellen Gallery, the Morian Arts Center, the James Museum, well, then you're just not cool in my school. Enjoy local theater and art. See you next week. Aloha.